Mental Health and Substance Use Disorder Glossary. Mental Health Glossary. This guide to services has some words that are not always easy to understand. The Mental Health Glossary section defines some of these words. You may want to refer to the Mental Health Glossary section while reading the guide to services to help you better understand each section. Access. The entry point to the prepaid inpatient health plan, or PIHP, sometimes called an access center, where Medicaid and HMP beneficiaries and uninsured, underinsured individuals call or go to request mental health services and/or substance use disorder services. Amount, duration, and scope. How much, how long, and in what ways the Medicaid and HMP services that are listed in a person's individual plan of service will be provided. This also applies to individual plan of services for those who are uninsured or underinsured that are eligible for mental health and/or substance use disorder services. Beneficiary. An individual who is eligible for and enrolled in the Medicaid or HMP program in Michigan. CMHSP. An acronym for Community Mental Health Service Program. There are 46 CMHSPs in Michigan that provide services in their local areas to people with mental illness and developmental disabilities. They may also be referred to as a CMH. Deductible or spend down. A term used when individuals qualify for Medicaid coverage, even though their countable incomes are higher than the usual Medicaid income standard. Under this process, the medical expenses that an individual incurs during a month are subtracted from the individual's income during that month. Once the individual's income has been reduced to a state-specified level, the individual qualifies for Medicaid benefits for the remainder of the month. Medicaid applications and deductible determinations are managed by the Michigan Department of Human Services, independent of the PIHP SRE service system. Developmental disability is defined by the Michigan Mental Health Code as either of the following. A, if applied to a person older than 5 years, a severe chronic condition that is attributable to a mental or physical impairment or both and is manifested before the age of 22 years, is likely to continue indefinitely, and results in substantial functional limitations in 3 or more areas of the following major life activities: self-care, receptive and expressive language, learning, mobility, self-direction, capacity for independent living, and economic self-sufficiency, and reflects the need for a combination and sequence of special, interdisciplinary, or generic care, treatment, or other services that are of a lifelong or extended duration. Or B, if applied to a minor from birth to age 5, a substantial developmental delay or a specific congenital or acquired condition with a high probability of resulting in a developmental disability. Fair hearing. A state-level review of beneficiaries' disagreements with the CMHSP, SRE, or PIHP denial, reduction, suspension, or termination of Medicaid or HMP services. State administrative law judges who are independent of the Michigan Department of Community Health perform the reviews. Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, or HIPAA. This legislation is aimed, in part, at protecting the privacy and confidentiality of patient information. Patient means any recipient of public or private health care, including mental health care services. Healthy Michigan Plan. A Michigan health care program that is administered by the Michigan Department of Community Health. This program was implemented as authorized under the Affordable Care Act of 2010, as codified under the 1902A10AI8 of the Social Security Act, in compliance with the Michigan Public Act 107 of 2013. The Healthy Michigan Plan provides a health care coverage for Michigans who are age 19 to 64 years of age, have income at or below 133% of the federal poverty level under the modified adjusted gross income methodology, do not qualify for or are not enrolled in Medicare, do not qualify for or not enrolled in other Medicaid programs, are not pregnant at the time of application, and are residents of the state of Michigan. MDCH, an acronym for Michigan Department of Community Health. This state department, located in Lansing, oversees public-funded services provided in local communities and state facilities to people with mental illness, developmental disabilities, and substance use disorders. Medically necessary. A term used to describe one of the criteria that must be met in order for a beneficiary to receive Medicaid or HMP services. It means that the specific service is expected to help the beneficiary with his or her mental health, developmental disability, or substance use, or any other medical conditions. Some services assess needs, and some services help maintain or improve functioning. PIHPs are unable to authorize or pay for or provide services that are not determined as medically necessary for you. Michigan Mental Health Code. The state law that governs public mental health services provided to adults and children with mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, and developmental disabilities by local community mental health service programs and in-state facilities. MI Child. A Michigan health care program for low-income children who are not eligible for a Medicaid program. This is a limited benefit. Contact your local customer service office as listed on page 33 for more information. MSHN. An acronym for Mid-State Health Network, the PIHP for a region of 12 community mental health agencies and 3 SREs in a 21-county region. PIHP, an acronym for Prepaid Inpatient Health Plan. There are 10 PIHPs in Michigan that manage the Medicaid and HMP mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse services in their geographic areas. All 10 PIHPs are governed by a board of directors. Recovery. A journey of healing and change, allowing a person to live a meaningful life in a community of their choice while working toward their full potential. Resiliency. The ability to bounce back. This is a characteristic important to nurture in children with serious emotional disturbance and their families. It refers to the individual's ability to become successful despite challenges they may face throughout their life. SED. An acronym for Serious Emotional Disturbance. And as defined by the Michigan Mental Health Code, means a diagnosable mental, behavioral, or emotional disorder affecting a child that exists or has existed during the past year for a period of time sufficient to meet diagnostic criteria specified in the most recent Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and has resulted in functional impairment that substantially interferes with or limits the child's role or functioning in family, school, or community activities. Serious mental illness. Is defined by the Michigan Mental Health Code to mean a diagnosable mental, behavioral, or emotional disorder affecting an adult that exists or has existed within the past year for a period of time sufficient to meet diagnostic criteria specified in the most recent Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and that has resulted in function impairment that substantially interferes with or limits one or more major life activities. Specialty supports and service. A term that means Medicaid, HMP-funded mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance use disorder supports and services that are managed by the prepaid inpatient health plans. Sub-regional entity, or SRE, an agency under contract with MSHN for the administration and management of substance use disorder services. Substance use disorder, or substance abuse. Is defined in the Michigan Public Health Code to mean the taking of alcohol or other drugs at dosages that place an individual's social, economic, psychological, and physical welfare in potential hazard, or to the extent that an individual loses the power of self-control as a result of the use of alcohol or drugs, or while habitually under the influence of alcohol or drugs, endangers public health, morals, safety, or welfare, or a combination thereof. Support staff. Community mental health and or substance use disorder staff that work with you in the development and implementation of your person-centered plan. Such staff would include case managers, supports coordinators, therapists, psychiatrists, peer support specialists, etc.